Before reciting the Angelus, the Holy Father spoke about the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, which celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. He commented on the theme chosen for the week this year, Pray Without Ceasing, which comes from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. The Pope says that with his appeal, St. Paul wanted to make it known that the new life in Christ and the Holy Spirit brings the ability to rise above every form of egoism, to live together in peace and fraternity, and to bear each other's burdens and sufferings willingly. The Holy Father then emphasized that we must never grow weary of praying for Christian unity. The Pope then invited everyone to participate in the solemn vespers that he will lead on January the 25th at the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls here in Rome. He also pointed out that the spiritual sons and daughters of Father Paul Watson, the Brothers and Sisters of the Atonement, were present in St. Peter's Square on Sunday. This is the religious community that began the tradition of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. The Minister General of the Friars of the Atonement, Father James Pulezi, spoke with Veronica Scaresbrook about the anniversary.
Actually, it covers two anniversaries. The 100th anniversary of praying for unity with these dates, the 18th of January to the 25th of January, that our founder, Father Paul Watson, began at Graymore Garrison, New York, while still an Anglican in 1908, but also 40 years of collaboration between the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and the Faith and Order Commission of the World Council of Churches, who have jointly promoted the Week of Prayer throughout the world for 40 years consistently now.
Are there any other milestones in the path towards Christian unity that you would like to mention?
Well, I think there are several that we can see, especially in the second half of last century. The results of many of the dialogues today are taken as second nature, actually, both in the teaching of theology and the way we think about the church, the way we talk about the church, and especially how we are Christians together. I think that's a great change. When you realize that already in the eve of the Second Vatican Council, people were afraid to go into Protestant churches because they were taught it would lead to sin. It was not the thing to do. But today we pray together in each other's churches, and I think that's a tremendous step forward.